Dancing in the sunlight, free spirits pure and low. Music in the air, laughter everywhere, colors bright and wild, love is always shared. Welcome to Surprise Valley, a village of harmony, where dreams are flowing free.
Appaloosa Radio offers a new original musical, Surprise Valley, a happy hippie community.
Sunlight, free spirits pure and low. Music in the air, laughter everywhere, colors bright and wild, love is always shared. Welcome to Surprise Valley, a village of harmony, where dreams are flowing free.
Hippies are always welcome at the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park, a village of love and peace. Hippies on the road looking for love and peace in their souls, dancing in the sunlight, free spirits pure and bold, music in the air, laughter everywhere, colors bright and wild. Love is always shared. Welcome to Surprise Valley, a village of harmony where dreams are flowing free. In perfect unity, hippies are always welcome at the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park. Come and stay with us for a while. In perfect unity, hippies are always welcome at the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park. Come and stay with us for a while.
In 1966, when he turned 18, Winfield Germain Carlyle, the third, inherited $29 million from his grandfather's estate. His grandfather had been one of the West's principal lumber barons, logging and milling many thousands of acres of prime redwood. Win, as I always called him, was not of the lumber baron type. He was a dreamer who loved both poetry and music. He studied business at Stanford only because that was what his family expected, but his soul was not into financial wizardry. After his sophomore year, he quit and formed a band. I met him when his band played a gig in Claremont, where I was going to college. The lawyer who handled Wynn's inheritance insisted that Wynn use some of his money to buy investment opportunities, as he called them. One morning, when he perused the sports pages of the San Francisco Chronicle, Wynn stumbled onto a small ad for a mobile home park that was being offered for sale. Wynn told his attorney to buy it. The attorney asked, "Wouldn't you like to visit the property before you buy it?" Wynn was never one for long deliberations or for planning, for that matter, He told the attorney, "No." Why asked the attorney? Wynn answered simply, "Because it is a surprise." That was one of Wynn's recurring jokes. You see, the name of the mobile home park was Surprise Valley, and Wynn had no idea where it was at or what it was like. It was a surprise.
Hippies are always welcome at the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park, a village of love and peace. Hippies on the road looking for love and peace in their souls, dancing in the sunlight, free spirits pure and bold, music in the air, laughter everywhere, colours bright and wild. Love is always shared. Welcome to Surprise Valley, a village of harmony where dreams are flowing free. In perfect unity, hippies are always welcome at the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park. Come and stay with us for a while.
Peace and perpetual greetings. I am Rebekiah. I was with Wynn and his band when they first came to Surprise Valley. I lived there during its beginnings, only later moving to Australia where I opened my own business. As I said, I am Rebekiah. My given name was Rebekiah Jean Stiles, and I was born in Pomona, California. But in Surprise Valley, I am often called Barefoot Bella. That's a name that Wynn gave me. Way back when we first met, I had just hitchhiked up to San Francisco and then over to Yosemite. I was never afraid to stick out my thumb and hitch a ride with a stranger. That way, I learned their story, and learning their story pushed away any possible fear. Here is a song that Wynn wrote for me. I still love it. I sing it often. Peace and perpetual greetings.
Oh, time, catching stories in her hand, spreading love across the land. Dusty roads beneath her feet, every stranger she will greet. Kindness flows from hearts so free, sharing joy like wind at sea. Oh, barefoot Bella, dance with the wind like a feather.
Oh, barefoot Bella,
grace in its steps umbrella.
Stories in her hands, spreading love across the lands. Dusty roads beneath her feet, every stranger she will greet. Kindness flows from hearts so free, sharing joy like wind and sea. Oh, barefoot Bella, dance with the wind a cappella. Oh, barefoot Bella, steps umbrella. Oh, barefoot Bella, race in her steps umbrella.
Thank you.
I was with Wynn and his band the day they first came to Surprise Valley. As I said, he did not know where it was or what kind of condition it was in. It was to be a surprise, a step into the unknown, an adventure into unexplored territories. The band had played in Berkeley, but the audience was small. We all crowded into Wynn's VW bus and headed north, toward the coast. In Ukiah, Wynn pointed us toward Surprise Valley, or his best guess where it was located. Had he checked a map, Wynn would have found that Surprise Valley was actually on it. It even had its own post office. However, what he would not have known from the map is that the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park was just 3.5 miles from the massive Carlisle Lumber Plant No. 4, the Carlisle family's largest and most productive lumber mill. He did not know that the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park had originally been built in the 1930s, and that nearly all of the residents of the Mobile Home Park were employees of the lumber mill. It had been a project of the lumber mill's former general manager. Winfield Germain Carlisle III did not know that the residents of the Mobile Home Park were, in actuality, employees of his family's lumber operations. Nor did he know that in the fall of 1968, the Carlisle Lumber Company had recently announced that it was permanently closing its plant No. 4, which, of course, meant that most of the families living in the mobile home park would soon be unemployed. Wynn could have asked one of his uncles about their plans to close plant No. 4. But Wynn had no interest in such things. He had bought the mobile home park without knowing its connections to his family's businesses. A most unwelcome surprise. There was, however, a surprise in Surprise Valley that Wynn was very happy to learn about. Surprise Valley had its own waterfall, aptly named, of course, Surprise Falls.
Our love never ending. Through the Everyone calls me Cosmic Charlie. I am a stargazing poet who focuses his energy on what might be beyond the Magellanic Clouds, or as I prefer to call them, the Nubeculae Magellani, galaxies that orbit around other galaxies. How strange. How wonderful. Just yesterday, I created a song about them. Now, my legal name is not Cosmic Charlie. My birth certificate says Winfield Germain Carlyle III, and you're right. Technically, I am the owner of the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park. But no one really owns anything. Yes, the money came from my inheritance. My grandfather created Carlyle Lumber, the 132nd largest corporation in America, employing 13,000 employees and with an annual revenue of over $500 million. In 2 years, the company rakes in $1 billion. But the Milky Way has over 10 billion stars, so $1 billion looks pretty puny. Less than a dime for each star. Like I said, no one owns anything. We are all part of the greater cosmos. Poetry is true, music is divine, but money has no reality. I now live with my many friends and fellow travelers here in the Greater Surprise Valley Creative Collaborative. It is no longer a mobile home park.
Of a space so wild.
But no one really owns anything. Yes, the money came from my inheritance. Like I said, no one owns anything. We are all part of the greater cosmos. Poetry is true, music is divine, but money has no reality. I now live with my many friends and fellow travelers here in the Greater Surprise Valley Creative Collaborative. It is no longer a mobile home park.
Forever fist in the air, no more ties to sever. You may have noticed me here in this village of long-haired hippies. I'm the guy with the buzz cut and the handlebar mustache wearing the mechanic's overalls. Any place else, and I'd appear to be a normal, regular working guy. But here in Hippie Dom, as I call it, I'm unusual. Easy to spot. I'm Bart Bratz, and until last year, I was a mechanic at the Carlisle Lumber Company's plant number 4. I kept all the machines running. Worked there for over 22 years. Started there just after I got out of the Army, after my stint in Korea. My dad worked there nearly 45 years. Got me a job right after the Army. My wife Iris and I bought a double-wide mobile home and had it placed in the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park. It has been there almost 15 years, very comfortable. Meets all our needs. Anyway, when they closed down plant number 4, I thought we'd have to move. No other place to work around here. Then Cosmic Charlie bought this place and offered everyone free rent. So, I thought, with free rent, maybe we could get by if I did some odd jobs. Besides, it gave me a place to build my boat. I'm building a 27-foot, all-wooden runabout inboard, using original 1934 Chris Craft designs. All wood. The best kind of boat. Should be quite a showpiece when I get her done. Since I'm building the boat, all the hippies now call me Captain Bart. I kind of enjoy it, especially from the hippie girls. But my wife, Iris, doesn't like being around the hippies. Makes her real mad that the hippie girls don't wear brassieres, and sometimes don't even wear tops. Made Iris real mad. So she up and left. Now lives with her mother. Never comes to see me. To tell the truth, I'm not missing her too much. The hippies have communal meals a couple of times a week, so I get fed pretty well. And I've got lots of time to work on my boat. Going to be a real beauty.
Colors swirl and blend. Journeys never seem to end. lives as she flies. Colors shimmer all around. Lost in dreams where love is found. Meadow lawn, she's dancing light through the day and through the night. Connection pure forever stays in the meadows where she plays.
Welcome to the Surprise Valley Radio Network. Greetings to friends and fellow travellers here at the Greater Surprise Valley Creative Collaborative, where happiness and joy are the only obligations. This morning, we have a touch of fog, which will burn away to afternoon sunshine and bright skies. I'm tempted to sing a bit of Bing Crosby, but I won't torture you with my singing voice. Still, this is a morning of blue skies and wide horizons. Because of the hard work of many of you, today we can dedicate our new state-of-the-art shower and laundry facility. Warm water, warm, glorious water. Especially welcome to the many of you living in the tent village. 5 showers, 2 tubs for bathing children, and 6 washing machines. And behind the building are the drying lines. I do love the smell of air-dried clothes. No need for those terrible, noisy commercial dryers. As you all know, the facility was funded by the profits from the Magic Cave, which grows only the finest quality product. Just a safety reminder, the security perimeter for the Magic Cave has an electrified fence and various other safety protections. We have had some unwelcome intruders, some of which carry guns, so only visit the cave if you are accompanied by the Collaborative's wardens. Enough of such stuff. Today is a day of celebration and rejoicing. Bring your dishes to the central fire pit around 11. We'll start the music and dancing around noon after the coyote wind shaman gives us his blessing. And this afternoon, the pond by the waterfall will be available for swimming and wading. Clothing is optional, of course.
winds in so mellow. Love grows everywhere. Sunflower in the garden works from dawn to dark, tending to the herbs there in the hippie park. Rose of green and yellow, sunshine in the air, hands in so mellow, love grows everywhere. Sunflower, grow the herbs, harvest all the peas in this hippie village where love will never cease. Of green and yellow, sunshine in the air, hands in so mellow, love grows everywhere. Of green and yellow, sunshine in the air, hands in so mellow, love grows everywhere.
Sunflower in the garden works from dawn to dark, tending to the herbs there in the hippie park. Rose of green and yellow, sunshine in the air, hands in so mellow, love grows everywhere. Sunflower, grow the herbs, harvest all the peas in this hippie village where love will never cease.
Colors bright and wild, love is always shared. Welcome to Surprise Valley, a village of harmony, where dreams are flowing free in perfect unity.
Hippies are always welcome at the Surprise Valley Mobile Home Park, a village of love and peace. Hippies on the road looking for love and peace in their souls, dancing in the sunlight, free spirits pure and bold, music in the air, laughter everywhere, colours bright and wild. Love is always shared. Welcome to Surprise Valley, a village of harmony where dreams are flowing free. In perfect unity, hippies are always welcome at the Surprise Valley, Mobile Home Park. Come and stay with us for a while.